פרק רביעי, הלכה על. הלכי הפירות זה מי שאינו נאמן על המעשרות. ושכח לעשרות. Somebody buys pears. He forgets to take off Meisr Malik Shabbos. What does he do? He can't take off Meisr on Shabbos. Actually, he can take off Meisr on Shabbos in Tamai if he had made a Tanai before Shabbos. But perhaps he didn't make a Tanai. We'll see in the Gemara what the din is about that. What can he do? Shalalo b'Shabbat v'oshalalpiv. During Shabbos, he can ask the Amaretz. That stuff I bought from you, by the way, did you Meisr it? If the guy says he Meisr it, then he's allowed to eat it during Shabbos. The moment Shabbos is over, he can't eat anymore until he takes off, can't ask, until he takes off my sin. Tumat ma'aser shal d'mai, shechazav en koma, shkotrin takes off tumat ma'aser. Now it falls back into the parrot that he took it out of. He's got a serious problem because you need 100 to 1 for making bito on when it comes to tumah. And over here you've only got 99 to 1 by definition because you're taking it out of what it was taken from. And so, he's got a serious problem here because he can't eat any of this stuff. Now it's all dimua. Right? What does he do? Says Rabbi Shimon So the din over there is that Rabbi Shimon says, Re'yomir in that case, af b'chol sho'alo, sho'ochel al pif. Because over here, he's not going to be able to eat any of this. You're allowed, you're a mako because of dimai. So we didn't make a takana in this case to asher the dimua if the guy claims that he had already taken off maaser before, and therefore your trumas maaser was meaningless. Now we'll see later on that this is based on the idea that amaretz is frightened about the chumrah of the trumas maaser as opposed to just the initial teva.
So does that mean all dimai were only in success or maaser?
No, dimua.
Right.
I mean, Dimur.
Dimur is not
Dimur. Dimur is a mixture. Mm-hmm. Here it was Dimur of Dimur. Oh, so it would be so much on him to say that your Trumas Maitre wasn't your Trumas Maitre. I took off the Trumas Maitre. What is the reason for this head? There's two approaches, and it makes a tremendous difference what the approach is. Chavraya, the Shemer, the Yochanan, say the reason that we believe him is not that we believe him. It's simply because since this is the food that you want to eat on Shabbos, so make mitzvot Shabbos mitzvah. We were matir it because of kavod Shabbos. A person doesn't have a salad on Shabbos, like this will have a salad. So therefore, we weren't matir on Dmai. Later on, what do we have to ask him for? Just say, we weren't matir on Dmai for Shabbos, if it's not there, your Shabbos meal. No. That's mean we said there's no din of Dmai on Shabbos. We said that if you have anything that you could do that could give you an excuse, such as asking the Amaretz, and he says, no, I really did take off. So now you can rely on four Shabbos, but still, that didn't cover Shabbos. The moment Shabbos is over, of course, it's over. Rabibi, the Shem Rebbe Tanina, says, no, it's a completely different issue. We believe him. Why do we believe him? Because, this goes to show how different things once were, a mat Shabbat Allah, nobody lies on Shabbos. So if you're asking him on Shabbos, what on earth is going to tell you a lie on Shabbos?
Then why won't you tell him Shabbos?
More or less then. So, and at that time, Shabbos wasn't just a day of rest, it was a day of Shabbos, where people were more aware, more Yorei Shamayim, more alive, so that if you'd ask him something on Shabbos, there's no way he's going to allow himself to lie on Shabbos. So in fact, the Gemara says, if that's the case, he may not Shabbat Allah, so now you're saying that we trust him. So if we trust him, then the Mishnah would say about the guy that we're trusting, that after we trusted him, now Matzei Shabbos, we go back and we should take off Meisr. Why are we taking off Meisr? I mean, there's always one strange bird that would even lie on Shabbos. Yeah. But in other words, so we're not going to rely on this issue. However, because of the fact that we have a pickle, so okay, if there's no other eight, we'll rely on the Ema Shabbos because Ruba to Ruba. Because of the one guy that will say, oh, it's a Matmer, and we'll take it off anyway.
And then
Yeah, but all of Dema is like that. Dema really is against the road. It's a takona. It's not, it has nothing to do with suffering. There is no suffering in Dema.
We are
now going to see the differences. Now, funny. Shalom b'chol lo yochal b'shabbat. That says in a brisa, if you ask him during the week before Shabbos, you cannot rely on his answer l'gabe Shabbos. Oh, now that seems to imply Shabbat yomah imat Shabbat alav mecha. If the whole reason we're believing him is because on Shabbos he tells the truth, so obviously if you ask him during the week, it's not Shabbos. Why would he tell the truth? But man yom ev nekvod Shabbat, what's the difference whether you ask him before Shabbos or whether you ask him on Shabbos? It doesn't make any sense. You give the guy a call before Shabbos and he tells you something, you can't rely on it. You meet him on Shabbos, you can't rely on it. Why is that? Why can't he eat on Shabbos if he is during the week? No, because I'm a showcase. I'm made it asur. That's because if you can ask it before Shabbos, you can make it before Shabbos. I mean, the thing over here is we said, if you got into a pickle, not you put yourself in a pickle, you got into a pickle, you didn't have what to eat, you want to eat this on Shabbos, and so on. But once I'm thinking about it and I ask him, let me do it already. Okay, if you know me, then you know, if you know me, do the same. The Tanina Shachach La'ashram. What does it say? It says, if you forgot La'asran. It says the fair generation. Vishakak La'asran. Shalo B'Shabbat. And you're saying he wasn't Shokayat. He figures he'll save himself the time and the money and he'll call him. That we don't rely on. Now, this halacha, that they were not here to believe him, is the question is like this. Let's be shaking about tonight. That's if he hadn't made a tonight that he can be summarized that if I need to take off my son, and I'm meisering it now, whatever I leave over, the Brera will be the meiser now. But if he made it tonight, Aber yesh imo tnai, ochel al tnaot. Over there, if he has it tonight, he eats on the smock of his tnai. In other words, so this thing is mamish b'dieved, you have no other choice. If you have time before Shabbos, if you have tnai on Shabbos, then this doesn't work. Now how about maushi ochel ashela chaveiro? Can you rely on the other's question? Now, the other's question has two different meanings. It's the other person's question, or the other thing that you had bought at the same time, but you forgot to ask about this one, as we'll see in a moment. So, Echa Vida, what do you mean, the other's question? Well, here it is. Now, we're going to explain it and answer it at the same time. There are two people bought together at the same time. One goes ahead and asks, Shalom alachafihet. That's what he was asking. To the second one, rely on what he says to the first one. And the answer is, Lo yokal achi yaser. He cannot eat it until he might say, Vacha yishaleno. Because ani omer, I can always say, Shalzeh yiser, Shalzeh lo yiser. I mean, I don't know. For whatever reason. Maybe it was two different piles. Maybe he knew where it came from. Maybe he likes this guy, doesn't like the other guy. So you can't rely on that. The other element implied in the question is, if the guy buys two barrels, one time he asks about one, doesn't ask about the other. So there too, if Shalom Alachadnehem, Hashmiya lo yochal, Hashiyaser, Vashiyashaleno, until either he takes up my three asking, because Ani Omer, Zei Ser, Zei No Isher. Now, it's just Kalkalot. Stay Kalkalot. Now, Maishna Maaser, it says that after Shabbos, when the Shabbos is over, you have to take off Maaser. In this case, where you bought two different things, and we're believing him on one, but we're not believing him on the other one. And then you say, but now we don't believe him on the first one either. So now can I take off Maaser from the first one or the second one, even though the first one I said... I said the first one was Meisher an hour ago, but now it's not Meisher. So how much isn't it Meisher? Is Meisher enough for me to actually be taking from the fear of Alatzorah for our fear? So what is it then? Meisher, Mizeh, Alzeh. It says over here, you take off Meisher one from the other. Now, if it's Kvod Shabbos, fine. So I'm going to make Kvod Shabbos fine. So that makes sense. Because I it was no different. It's not that I trusted him. I never trusted him.
Sorry.
It's just because it's about Shabbos, we needed an excuse. But I didn't really believe him. Because we didn't make it that corner. But if the older they say, Imar Shabbos I love, and I really trusted him. And the only reason I need to take off my shenanigans is because of the rare bird who would actually say a lie on Shabbos. So I'll tell you to take it off also. I mean, I take from one on the other. So then, Lama Ma'aser Mizalze, how, according to him, could you take off from one on the other one? Because the Lakara, we believe them. That is a good question. That's the Yerushalmi lesson. Why would he be able to mice it from one to the other? Loma, how would he be able to?
It is in
the Yerushalmi world. So this question hangs, as often happens. We don't have an answer to this. Now, Kigun B'Shem Lamoto Ami. Now, you're saying that he forgot. I understand that he doesn't have any salad, okay? Or he doesn't have, maybe he has salad, but he doesn't have any cucumbers. How many of he has cucumbers? And he wants to add these. Can he take these cucumbers? That's when Barnea says, somebody's got to go, right? So, Apila Yesh Lamoto Ami. Says the Gemara, Hayetzer Ta'uv. Your Yetzer Hara has to eat the things that are also to eat. So it will ruin your Shabbos not to be able to have the non-kosher cucumbers. Therefore, we have to be matir those cucumbers. Because you'll be miserable the whole Shabbos. Those were the only cucumbers I wanted. And I forgot to take off Meiser. Now, Yom Tov. Where you have a Yontif and a Shabbos, or a Shabbos and a Yontif, or Shnei Yontif Tavim Shogolios. So now, if you hold the Korah, I mean, Yom Kedusha Achasi, so then if it's all one day, essentially, then you could be able to rely on it. And then if you hold two Kedushas, then you have to ask them again, or what? I mean, Eino Ochel. No. I feel the Man Yom Kedusha Kedusha saying Ochel. If there was no time that you could have taken off Meiser, then it's all one idea. It's only technically speaking whether it's Kedusha Akash, say Kedusha, right? That's not the point. The Tanina, Shalo B'Yom Tov, Ochel B'Shabbat. B'Shabbat, Ochel B'Yom Tov.
And that's
how Yeah, obviously. Yeah. So Rabbi Yonah, the shame Rabbi Zeira says, this whole heter, Kipater B'Peirot Shemisnafad Da'atar Lehem Erev Shabbat, this is only where the guy was planning the whole time to eat these peros of Shabbos, except he forgot to take off Meiser. But if he never even thought about eating these things, and all of a sudden on Shabbos he stops, wouldn't it be a good idea to have? That is not considered to be something that's an emergency. Eat from what you wanted to eat. And we didn't mock your additional things that you didn't think of anyway. In such a case, that's not the case that we're talking about. Rabbi Mana says, Rabbi Mana, you know what? And Rabbi Mana was Rabbi Yonah's son, if you recall. Milayin de Rabbanan, Messiah, and Rabbi Yonah Abba. My dad, Rabbi Yonah, I can prove from the Dibre Chachomi in the Brisa, the Tanina Taman, Hamadir et Chaviro Shiyochal Etzlo, Vuhu Eino Ma'anino Ala Ma'aser. It says it like this. We're going to get to this mission soon. Somebody who invites a friend, and he's rather demanding of his friend, and he says, if you don't come to eat by my Seder, you will never be Nena for me again. I swear. So now what happens over there? Now this guy doesn't trust, the reason he doesn't want to eat there, he doesn't trust his mice. So over there, so over there it says that he can ask and eat. And Rabbi Yanai, the shame Rabbi Yishmol, says, the shame Rabbi Yochanan, the Shabbos shall put Gemaya, hitiru mipnei eva. Now, if it was a the Shabbos of the first Sheva Brachas, I mean, the first Shabbos Sheva Brachas. So that, we were matir, because there are people who really are very matir, you don't show up. The Sheva Brachas are called. Fine. Now, I mean, what do you mean? What does that have to do with Shabbos or Sheva Brachas? You're going to ask him. Then it has nothing. That's a special halacha because of Eva. We said we're matir, we don't want people to get, he's going to be very angry, we're going to be, okay to go and eat. What do you mean, okay to go and eat? Any job if you could do this. Basically, you're walking into a center, and you don't know whether you can trust it, and you ask the guy. So why does it say over there, Mipnei Eva? Mipnei Eva, he piru. The Shabbat shall grab burn mati. I'll tell you. Lo b'perochin ismachadat o'aleim, Merav Shabbati. And what we have over here, the Shabbos of Kut Magaya, where the guy says, hey, come on in to the Shabbat Brokers. No, no, it's okay. No, no, come on in. And so on. He wasn't planning on going to the Shabbat Brokers. He said, that's why it says, why doesn't it say, because of the same takana we have over here, must be, because that's what's unique about that case. You got chopped by the guy for the Shabbat Brokers. You weren't planning on going to the Shabbat Brokers, and therefore you would not normally be able to rely on asking him. Because you already had the assurance that you were going to be serving Allah. You see clearly that my father, Rabbi Yonah, is correct.
So you don't ask him himself.
Yeah, you do that. We'll see. We'll get to it. Now, suppose you ask him on the first Shabbat. Shalo b'Shabbat Arishonah. And the guy says, yeah, it's kosher. V'lo ba. Very interesting. V'lo ba is the way we say it in modern Hebrew. Lo bali. Mamish, the same expression. Very interesting. Lo bali, I mean, it didn't happen. It just didn't happen, like we say in English. Yeah. Didn't happen. No, so I didn't eat it. I ended up not eating it. I thought I was going to eat it today, and I ended up not being hungry anyway. I skipped the salad. Now, it's the second week now, and I forgot again. Hashmi'an. Lo yochal, achiyasu, achiyashalena. You'd have to ask him again if it happens the second week. We need to ask him again. Lo kvashalo. I mean, how can I ask him again? The guy's going to, I mean, what's he going to do? Is he going to lie? He's going to now tell me the truth after he lied the first time? Either he's going to lie again, or he's going to think I'm crazy. I mean, he's certainly not going to suddenly say, well, actually, I've thought it over. And so what is the point of going through the motions?
Same guy.
Same vegetable, same guy. No, it has to be the same vegetable, because otherwise anyway we'd have to ask. The same thing. And what's your problem? Omer Rebbe Yonah. It's not a problem. Where we have this halacha that you can't make the same question again. That's only in a case where you're asking for yourself. Obviously, you can't come and ask again for the same thing. Brahmacha bahu d'shal chorin. Here's something which you ask somebody else to ask. So in other words, there may be he'll tell the truth to another guy, but it's certainly, it's not an exercise of futility to go and ask him if it's not you who's going to ask the same time. So that's why you could in fact have somebody else ask him. If he now says, yes, it was my sin, now you can rely on this guy's sheva about the same things.
So this is
under
din?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll see, Rabbi Yonah sticks to this. Rabbi Yonah boy. Mahu Yeshalano. Rabbi Yonah says, well, you know what it means? It's a little funny because it wasn't a boy. It doesn't really work out this way. But what it seems to be saying, in order to be consistent with Rabbi Yonah later, is that when we say that you should be shalom, you know what that means? Derech HaKalaton. It means around the bush. And that's what, when we say, when we can ask that if somebody is kosher, how bechalal can you ask a person who's kosher? I mean, his immediate reaction will be, well, you don't trust me? You're asking me if I took mitzvah? Somebody like me? So what is the point of asking bechalal? What are we asking on this case? In general, what do we mean when we ask Yeshalema? Only derech akalatan. And this is Rabbi Yonah Kedai. This is Rabbi Yonah following his own advice. Here is the story of Rabbi Yonah. Zoran chitin in the Bachakura. Rabbi Yonah once bought some chitin from this farmer. Nafak legabei, and he forgot the maishah, the Shabbos. He goes over to him and says, lo da'ana chashib b'chavim, chas shalom, I would never be chayish of you. But I noticed that when I bought it from you, it was such a long line of people that were taking stuff from all over, and they were all trying to buy at the same time. They're all parked and honking and everything. And I'm just wondering whether maybe you got confused because of all of the trouble. So the game is obvious, you know, chiti, but chamitu chus in Allah. Now, Mars, I thought to myself, you know, and you see, I mean, I didn't ask you at the time. It was obvious. Now I was thinking, when I came to eat it, is it possible you forgot the Maestro because of the Tumul? Maestro is to forget. Anshita, you forgot. Okay? So is it possible that you forgot? So, Matinagin, were they in fact the Tukadin or not? So Tanakaska Alui. So he started to explain to him. Marley Ma Anakashidri. Marley over here doesn't mean he literally told him. It was Omar in his heart. In other words, he said to himself, what do I have to be now like this? I'll be chushed all the time. You'll never know if I'm really telling him the truth. But if I tell him this time, you're right, I forgot. Then he'll figure I'm really a reliable guy. So what you do is you give him an opening to explain that, you know, anybody would have forgotten. Oh, you're right, I did forget, which is the normal reaction. Because then, and that's what he did. He says, oh, you're right, I forgot.
And if he says no, what are you saying?
No, if he says no, then you... No! But he thinks that you're going to rely on him. No, this is all psychological. So Derek HaKalaton, that's what it's meant of him. It's a Sholo. Sholo Derek HaKalaton. Obviously, you can't say to the guy, do you take my sin? Of course I take my sin. Are you crazy? This is Rabbi Yonah. Tony, Tumat Ma'aseh Shel Dmai Shechazra L'mkoma Midamat Shalo L'mkoma Eina Midamat. That's a very strange halacha. For Tumat Ma'aseh Shel Dmai that comes, goes back into the parish that it was taken out of, it's Midameya, not the whole thing, it has to be eaten by Kohen. But if it fell into the equal amount of payos, but not from the payos that it was taken from, then it's not midamah. That's very, very strange. Rabbi Shimon Omer, bein l'mikoma, bein shalo l'mikoma. Well, here's the problem with the girsa. So that it should say, actually, the way as it appears from the Mishnah, yes, midamas, and then Rabbi Elazar, that's Divrei Rabbi Elazar, and then the Chachamim and the Bein Lamekayim and the Bein Mokmaka midamas, and then Rabbi Shimon at the end says Bein Mekoma Bein Shalom Koma Ein Midamas. It's missing that whole piece, Divrei Rabbi Meir, and Divrei Rabbi Elazar and Divrei the Chachamim. But in any event, the truth is, whether it's said it here or not, the truth is, as we'll see later, there is a three-way machlokas. One man yama holds, depends on the koma, or in the koma, the triple yeser. One man yama holds, doesn't depend. Tshuva spice of demai is never nidameya. And the other one holds, from the spice of demai, is like any tshuva spice. And it's always nidameya, what's the difference where it fell? So now the Gemara wants to discuss this light of our Mishnah. So, Rabbi Bon Garcia, boy, kanei Rabbi Zira, he said, you know, manya midamat, midamat. Fine.